12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
I'm now joined by Dr. Tabiso Rabotile, lead consultant for training and education, including she's an advisory or into advisory services at South African National Blood Services. Doc, what a pleasure having you on the show this afternoon.
Oh, thank you very much, JKC and your listeners. It's a pleasure also for me to be here and an honor. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. We're about to save lives. So we do believe SANBS have changed some of the criteria for donating blood, specifically referring to the iron levels. Can you briefly explain what are these changes?
Okay. Casey, basically what we did, we changed our criteria for donating blood with our hemoglobin, or HB cutoff for our female donors. We decreased them from 12.5 to 12 grams per deciliter. And for the male donors, we increased to 13.0 grams per deciliter. And we also implemented ferritin testing alongside these HB cutoffs, as well as iron tablets that we are issuing.
Why specifically this change?
Okay, our purpose, maybe I should say, we're trusted to save lives. So we want to save the lives of both our recipients of the blood as well as the donors. So we operate in line with international recommendations, and we're always conducting research, pilot studies, you know, searching local and international scientific research to find a balance between donor safety and blood demand. So we put our donors first, optimal safety and well-being for our donors.
Can you please elaborate on the difference between male and female HB cutoffs?
Okay. Basically, there are established South African laboratory full blood reference ranges, and these are for different genders, age groups, ethnic groups. And all of these basically allow us to make sure that we make proper diagnosis of diseases and we monitor the disease's progression as well as adverse events. So in our case, for donors, we have different ones for both males and females because we know that the normal average for HBs for males is around 13 grams per deciliter. So a cutoff that's higher than the average protects male donors from potential risk of post-donation iron deficiency. And for females, we know their average is 12 grams per deciliter. So a lower HB cutoff does not increase the risk of post-donation iron deficiency. It's just donor safety, basically.
Okay, 100%. You've mentioned ferritin testing earlier. How will this be done? How does it work?
Oh, okay. Ferritin basically measures our iron stores, whereas the hemoglobin is in our red blood cells and measures the iron that's in circulation. So it's quite common to have that normal HB, but with low ferritin stores, okay, the levels. So we're testing ferritin and to enable us to make sure that we do not miss donors that have or that are at risk of iron deficiency. How we're doing it is we do a baseline test on all our donors when they donate a unit of blood. It's from May 21, and thereafter we'll check it every fourth whole blood donation, making sure that there's enough time in between for us to see if there's any change in the iron stores. The good news is that we will not need any samples, so we'll use exactly the samples that we've been taking for the donors and use that to test for ferritin. And anyone whose result is outside the norm will be notified and will advise for further management. So I mentioned earlier also that we've got iron tablets that we issue to our donors.
Yeah.
Yes. That is for basically donors between the ages of 16 and 45. And we place them on this iron just to replace the iron loss during that donation. So why have we cut off at 45? It's because we do not want to mask any underlying illnesses or changes in health for those above 45 years. That's why we cut off at 16 to 45, and they need to have a normal HB at the time of donation, up to 16 grams per deciliter.
There we go. Thank you so much, Dr. Tabiso Rabotile, Lead Consultant for Training, Education and Advisory Service at South African National Blood Services. Thank you so much for all the information. Where can we find more on what you just discussed, Doc?
Yes. So you can find more about what we've discussed that allows us to attract and retain our donors. Visit our website on www.snbs.org.za or dial us on our toll-free on 0800 11 90 31. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. And we'll have this podcast on our website, algoafm.co.za. Thank you so much, Doc. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Goodbye.
On air.
On air.
Online.
Online. And all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.